And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The streets of Kyiv were quiet Monday as the city recovered from Russia's heavy bombardment. Russian missiles rained down on cities across Ukraine, bringing fear and destruction to areas that had seen months of relative calm and escalation in Moscow's war against its neighbor. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the attacks were in retaliation for a blast that damaged a showpiece bridge linking Russia to Crimea, the Ukrainian peninsula seized by Moscow in 2014. Putin had called the Kerch Bridge attack an act of terrorism and vowed a tough response to any further attacks that threatened Russia's security. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky implied Sunday that claims made by Russia's defense chief during a round of phone calls meant Moscow was setting the stage for deploying a radioactive device on Ukrainian soil. Earlier in the day, Sergei Shoigu held phone calls with counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey, alleging that Ukraine was preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. Russia's defense ministry said Shoigu voiced concern about, quote, possible Ukrainian provocations involving a dirty bomb, end quote, a device that uses explosives to scatter radioactive waste. French President Emmanuel Macron says it's up to Ukraine to decide the time and terms of peace with Russia. Speaking at a peace conference in Rome Sunday, Macron said that when that moment comes, the international community will be there. President Macron and Pope Francis held nearly an hour of private talks Monday, with the crisis in Ukraine and prospects for peace there expected to have been their main topic of discussion. The Vatican said their private talks lasted 55 minutes. Both sides were expected to issue statements later. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not run to lead the Conservative Party, ending intense speculation about a comeback. Johnson, who was ousted in July amid ethics scandals, was widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week after just 6 weeks on the job. His withdrawal leaves Sunak the strong favorite to be Britain's next prime minister. He could win the contest as soon as Monday. The head of the Conservative Party's European Research Group said Monday the grouping was unable to collectively endorse either Rishi Sunak or Penny Mordaunt to be Britain's next prime minister. The influential bloc of pro-Brexit lawmakers said the group would unite behind whoever wins. U.S. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is vowing to do everything she can to ensure Donald Trump never becomes president of the United States again. She said the threat he poses is too great. She told this to NBC's Meet the Press. Former President Trump has demonstrated his willingness to use force to stop the peaceful transition of power, end quote. She said they've been very clear about a number of different criminal offenses that are likely at issue. She says those offenses, she believes, should be prosecuted. As for the Republican Party, Cheney says many of its current leaders and candidates have embraced Trump's election denial. She said that's a very toxic and dangerous place to be. And she says, quote, if Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party, the party will shatter and there will be a conservative party that rises in its place, end quote. A county judge in the U.S. state of Georgia will begin hearing testimony Monday in a lawsuit that seeks to strike down the state's abortion ban. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Doctors and advocacy groups argue that the banning of abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy violates the Georgia Constitution's right to privacy and liberty by, quote, forcing pregnancy and childbirth upon countless Georgians, end quote. The state attorney general's office says Georgia's privacy protections do not extend to abortion because it affects another human life. The state's law bans most abortions once a detectable human heartbeat is present. The law was passed by state lawmakers and signed by Republican Governor Brian Kemp in 2019, but it had been blocked from taking effect until the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. I'm Donna Warder.
And recapping our top story, the streets of Kyiv were quiet Monday as the city recovered from Russia's heavy bombardment. Russian missiles rained down on cities across Ukraine, bringing fear and destruction to areas that had seen months of relative calm and escalation in Moscow's war against its neighbor. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.